Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 147 for Sunday, August 21st, 2016. And crud, I did not catch, I don't know. What are you, 15 was Thursday, 16, 18? If I'm getting that right, it's day 18 of the 2016 Dog Days Podcasting Challenge, which is crazy time as we are heading into the dog days of the dog days. As I remember that from last year, that was good. Dog days of the dog days. Getting close to Dragon Con. Life's good, blah, blah, blah. So it's Sunday. It's been a pretty good day. Finished up a little bit of stuff with Savannah's room. The main thing, once again, I have pushed off my scanner thing to today, and I'm pushing it off it again, mainly because Charlotte and I have been for the past several days. We bought a game when we were in Atlanta the beginning of last week, and we just haven't been able to make time to play it. We finally got time to play it this afternoon. It was pretty fun, and I thought I'd talk about that game and games in general a little bit. It kind of, between the fact that we were playing that game and other stuff, kind of put me in a game mood. So the game is an expansion for Ascension, which is a deck building game. This is the third expansion. It's called Immortal Heroes, and it's a fun little game. I'm going to back up a little bit first and bring up yesterday when we were working in the in Savannah's bedroom on the crib stuff. We had podcasts running, and we heard, I don't remember which episode it was of yours, Jules, but it was Jules Watts, and you had an episode about games in general, about how much you liked games, but you were frustrated by not being able to play them well and all that stuff. And I really felt for you on that thing. I don't know really what to do other than, I don't, playing a lot of them might help. I don't know. I mean, there are certain styles of games where it's almost like a step function. Somebody was talking about step function lately. I don't know if it was in one of our threads or not, but like your mastery of the game is not a linear thing. It's more a step function. It's so after two games, you really know better at that game than you are at one. After five games, you really know better at that game than you are at one. Whereas if it was a linear function, you'd be getting better. Sorry, that was probably louder because I'm trying to get a cat off of our. There are certain games that you takes 10 or 20 plays to really get what's going on. And then at that point, you step up to another level. It is not linear. It's not, you're no better at 10 than you were at one. But when you get to 15 or 20 or whatever, and everything's going well, also all of a sudden you are vastly better at those games than you were just a few times before. Just all of a sudden something clicks. You understand the dynamics. You were talking about a whole lot of games that Charlotte and I love. I mean, Lords of Waterdeep, Skull Crusher. I love the name of that game. I can't remember. The Wizard Wars, Skull Crusher. Not Skull Crusher Mountain. That's wrong. But the Wizard War game that they played on tabletop is awesome. That is actually one of our favorite games. So you talked about a bunch of games that we really like. An aside would be that Charlotte, like you, it doesn't bother me as much. Charlotte really dislikes dice-based games. Just she's convinced that dice hate her. Whether or not they do, it's just the sort of randomness that comes from dice she doesn't tend to like. I mean, it's not like card games don't have randomness. They have, in effect, the same randomness, at the end. But it seems different, and it seems to work better for her. So we like a lot of the same games that you were talking about, Jules, and our only advice is to keep playing. Keep playing. I really think it's in certain situations. I mean, pay attention to how many times have these people played these games versus you. You know, if you've played them 5 times and they've played them 15 or 20 times, it may be that they have popped over that step function, and they are just there. It's not like it's just a thing where you have to have a certain amount of experience with that game before you can pop over that level. That does seem to happen to me in my experience. So we'll roll back to Ascension. So Ascension, this is Ascension Immortal Heroes. This is the third expansion, I believe, for expansion, like, next game for Ascension. And I like the way these guys are doing their games. So this is a small expansion, which means, it's cheaper. So Ascension is a deck-building game. And we can use the cards from this expansion with the straight-out Ascension deck that we already have. I tend not to do that sort of thing. I like... If we get all the expansions, we'll see. But I'm not a jam everything together, blow out with 14 expansions sort of game guy. I like the specifics of the gameplay that come from individual types of the games. Like, I think Mark the Caffeinated One was talking about Carcassonne. I love Carcassonne. I have a couple of expansions and in general don't play them. And there are many expansions that I don't have. And it's just that, like, I like the purity of the original game. That I don't begrudge anybody. I have many friends who have all the expansions. But I just like the purity of, like, the original game. I'm not even saying that it occurs with, like, Carcassonne or something, but I think sometimes these games are so well done in their initial incarnation, and then these expansions are built, and sometimes they're built because the people who are building the game had these really great ideas, and they're like, okay, we're going to put out this game, and then we're going to put out an expansion that does this, an expansion that expands on this, and they have it very well planned. And then sometimes these games come out, and they, like, do really well, and they're like, we need some fucking expansions. And expansions just come out. And I'm not knocking any particular game here. I'm just saying this. I think that sort of thing happens sometimes. And sometimes games end up with expansions on top of expansions that didn't need to be on top of other expansions. And then there's a pile of expansions and it's a mess. That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about Carcassonne or, you know, I'm not talking about any individual game there. I'm just saying it does happen. Ascensions look pretty well, though, because the interesting thing is, so first of all, it's a deck building game, and it's not the only deck building game of this style at this point, but deck building games came out, and for a while they were primarily, I mean, Magic the Gathering was the epitome, but there were a zillion different other types, but those are all, it is pay to win. As we say in the game industry now, because you're buying these packs of cards, everybody brings their own cards to the game. And so the more cards you have, now there are styles of play for Magic where that gets knocked out, where you come in and you pay a set amount and you get a certain number of packs and you open them up and then you play with what you got right then and there. And that kind of negates that sort of thing. But there are many ways, a lot of the ways to play games that are pure collectible card games. You have 1,000 cards and I have 100 cards. And you can't, your deck is not 1,000 cards, but you have 1,000 cards to choose out of to build your 60 card deck. And I have 100 cards to choose, or 200 even, to build my 60 card deck. And it's just I'm not saying I still like Magic. I'm just saying that is an issue with the game. It is a problem with the game. Ascension is one of the
card game, the deck building games that came out of kind of the aftermath of the CCGs, the collectible card games, becoming so popular. And they are, all the cards come in the box. So, and they're all drawn out of a deck. So no one has any advantage over anybody else in terms of cards. There are other ways to get advantages, but it's not in cards. Everybody's playing off the same deck. It's pretty cool. I like Ascension in particular. I'm not saying this is not the only game that does this, but is its expansions and secondary, like some of them are pure, like this, the first expansion to Ascension was basically a second game. You can play it right beside. So Ascension is a 1-4 player game. And if you have Return of the Fallen, you can, if you want, that is also a 1-4 player game. You can play either game without the other game. They're not dependent on each other. If you have the two of them and you choose to mix the decks together, you can play up to 6 people instead of 4 people. That's the biggest difference. After a couple of expansions like that, they came up, actually Immortal Heroes, the one that we're using, I think was their first smaller expansion. So it's a smaller expansion. And it's a, so it's, but it's a smaller expansion, but it's still playable on its own as a 1 or 2 player game. So you can play it. You can play all their games solitaire, which I also think is really cool. But you can play Immortal Heroes as a 2-player game all by itself, which is what we played today and is great for us because we play a lot of 2-player games. Or it can be, again, merged into one of the earlier expansions and you can play the whole entire thing as a 1-6 player game. So, and it can be a 3 or 4 player game. You get some, there are, you start to get rule variants that get, at rule additions that get added in, new types of cards that weren't in the earlier expansions. And so if you're playing with a later expansion, you have to include all that stuff. But it's cool. I liked it. This is the first time we played it tonight. It was fun. We will definitely play it again. It's possible we might merge it into our main Ascension deck to play because it's easy to, the cards have markers on them so you can sort them out. So like if I ever played a merged game, I would probably immediately unmerge the cards after the game. But especially if we needed to play with 5 or 6 people, I would definitely do that. And thinking about, going longer than I expected, but I'm going to run this out because I had one last point. The whole like thinking about gaming stuff and the fact that Dragon Con is getting close made me think about gaming and Dragon Con. And I have historically, I've been going to Dragon Con for, regularly since about 2000. I went in 98, 96, skipped a couple of years in there, but after about 2000 and I missed 2000. I was there in 2000. I haven't missed since 2001, I don't think. But for years there, I was primarily a gaming person. The game room, which was in the Hyatt back in the day. It was in the bowels of the Hyatt. That's pretty much where I lived for years. Finally came out, started hanging out with more friends, doing a little bit of cosplay and hanging out with cosplay type people and stuff. But I still, my heart is with the gaming groups. And I love the fact that we actually, the past few years have stayed in the Hilton and gaming has moved to the Hilton. So it's in the basement of the Hilton now rather than the basement of the Hyatt. I haven't double checked this year. I'm 80 or 90% sure that it's still in the Hilton this year. I'll be heartbroken if it's not. I think it is. And we love the fact that we can just go down there. It's 24/7. They're always down there. And I think we're going to do, we've been a little light on gaming down in the Hilton gaming area the past few years, but I think we're going to do a little bit more of that this year. Maybe we'll invite some people down if you guys want to play. We're going to bring some old school games like Illuminati by Steve Jackson Games. I love that game. and people tend to like it. You don't see it a lot anymore. So if I've got Illuminati out, people tend to notice. So I'm probably bringing Illuminati. We'll definitely bring Ascension. We'll bring. So if you're coming to Dragon Con and you want to play some games and you have a game that you're interested in, let me know. I may or may not have it, but I got a lot of games. We have a lot of board games. So board games, card games, all that type. If it's a fairly well-known game, there's a pretty decent chance that we have it. We have, you know, I think every Munchkin, random. So yeah, if you're coming to Dragon Con, you're interested in a game, let me know. There's a pretty good chance we own it or want to own it, which we can also solve that problem by just buying it either before we get there or when we get there. And we can play it in the Hilton. So let us know. And that sounds like it'll be a good time. I think we're about to... So tonight I'm drinking a D. It's from D9 Brewing. It's called the Swell Rider. That is a session... I think it's a session tangerine IPA. It's not bad. It's not my favorite. It's not bad. But they just recently got it in our food line here in Wingate. So I wanted to give D9 some love to maybe try and get some other D9 in here. Cause D9 is a brewery from this area. I mean, not super close to us, probably an hour and a half away, hour and 15 minutes away. It's due north of Charlotte, not that far, but you just got to get to Charlotte, go north. And a ton of their really, really good beers are super sour, crazy beers, which Charlotte and I both love. Charlotte super loves. I love, but Charlotte is in love. Some of their sours are probably the best sours we've ever had. They tend to make those in bombers, which you're not going to get in like a food line as much. But I can't remember the name of their regular IPA. That's actually pretty good. This session IPA, like I said, it's got a tangerine thing going on that, it's not terrible, but it's not. Eh. It's okay. This is my fourth one of them for the night. You know what they say about the fourth beer of the night? It makes you happy. No. May or may not be the best beer of the night, but it's making you happy. So there you go. Well, anyway, folks, this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. Email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter handle is Kenzoid. Facebook is facebook.com/ken.kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. And there's various other ways connected with me that you can find at kenzoid.com. It's on the homepage. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you mañana. That's tomorrow. So, talk to you later. See ya. Bye.